As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, buddy, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America. Coffee brewing on the stove, and there's still a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, won't you? And welcome to our Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday, May the 14th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news. Lots of that today. Hard facts, certainly. We might even talk about solutions. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, then you're in the right place. At the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game and be a part of today's broadcast. You can pick up the phone, call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at area code 512-904-8014 to join me live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are always welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. Got a nice flurry of email after the broadcast yesterday, and I thank you for that. Again, it's bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96, Exeter Mo, the big Mo to me, 65647. Big shout out this morning to Radio Liberty, or Liberty Radio, excuse me, Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM Buffalo, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, and AM 1710 Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting Become Vocal Local. To your local listening audiences, our call-in number remains throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. That information and so much more is available at the oraclebroadcasting.com homepage. Gold this morning tops $1,250, reaches up, dings the bell, drops back down below it again, but nevertheless, another threshold crossed. Other metals remain strong. The European Union is on shaky ground. We'll talk a little bit about that. Barry the Usurper seeks advice from his brain trust while Macondo gently weeps. And of course, the trial is going to go forward this morning. The Atla Ministries, we'll talk about that too in a moment. The age of fossil fuels, perhaps the second hour we'll get there. Man's role in changing the face of the earth, a little bit more history on the fossil fuels. The idea of peak oil, all of that scarcity and Darwinian nonsense. Anyway, we'll go there. John Locke, perhaps. August Comte, perhaps. We'll see where it goes. Let's go into that market report for today. Friday, May the 14th, 2010, under threatening skies, lightning cracking here and there, and heavy rain pelting on the skylights over my head in the studio. Finds gold trading at 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, up $11.10. At $1,243.70. Boy, that rolls off the tongue sweetly. And silver this morning up strong as well, 17 cents at $19.60 for a troy ounce of that beautiful metal. Platinum loses $9, not faring as well as gold, neither is palladium, down $9 at $1,722 an ounce, and palladium off $5 at $533 an ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, $1,233.10 for a low, and $1,250.40 for a high. You gotta like that. At $1,243.70, your gold is up $318.40 year to year, for a 34.40% return on your investment. We'll be right back after these first words from our sponsors.
TeamSpeak.com. TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
In a long line of clouds and storms and rain are choking up the Midwest here, certainly coming up out of Oklahoma, right over the top of my head, pelting rain, lots of lightning popping in the background. Hopefully we'll be able to get right straight through this broadcast without a mishap, and that would be my goal. All right, let's go back into our market report, close that out for this morning, Friday, May the 14th, 2010, active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Again, we find gold trading up $11.10 an ounce at $1,243.70. Silver up 17 cents at 1,000, excuse me, oh my, wouldn't that be nice, at $19.60 an ounce. And palladium off 5 at 533. The London Gold Fix this morning, the boys in London set the price at $1,238.75. Gold promptly went up to $1,250. The SPDR gold shares remain unchanged overnight, yet they're still holding 1,209.50 tons of gold, 1,209.50 tons of gold for a value on the street at $48.11 billion. A couple of shekels there, I'll say. The Dow Jones yesterday closed down 114 at 10,783. The NASDAQ closed down 31 at 2394. And the S&P off 14 at 1,157. Where they go today, I think they're going to go down. They certainly are down. Stocks were down all over Europe last night. The crude oil this morning continues its decline. That's good for us, bad for the Saudis, bad for the Russians. down 67 cents a barrel at 73.73. What impact might be coming on the energy market as the face of oil investment gets smeared with greasy oil from the Gulf? That's to be determined. Anyway, gold or crude oil is going down today. Black gold is going down today, down 67 cents at 73.73 for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude delivered as they are in Oklahoma. The U.S. dollar index moves up. So again, we see this completely decoupled relationship between the U.S. dollar index and gold. Gold moves up today. The U.S. dollar moves up today. Go figure. Anyway, moving up this morning 17 basis points, the USDX now stands at 85.59. To find out more about that, visit the Intercontinental Exchange Inc.'s website. In the Forex markets, again, impacted by the increasing U.S. dollar, we see the Canadian loonie dropping 73 basis points, trades at 97 cents. U.S. the Mexican peso now on the north side of the Rio Grande, but down 13 basis points, trading at 8 cents. In other words, I'm having to round down to get to the 8, not rounding up to get there. 8 cents, fill up your pockets with pesos, 8 cents a pop. The euro this morning, big news continues on the euro, moves down another 12 basis points, trading at $1.25 for a euro. The British pound likewise moving down. The British pound moved up 12 basis points, same number, different direction, moves up 12 basis points, trades at $1.46, and the Swiss franc off 22 at 89 cents U.S. In the bond market this morning, the two-year bonds yield is 0.79. We continue to see this sliding decline in the yield on the bonds. The spread between the two-year and the 10-year continues to widen. The two-year is at 0.79%, the 10-year at 3.48%, and the 30-year is at 4.38%. And in the mortgage markets, the 15-year mortgage continues the decline. It's been the trend over the last couple of weeks, moving down from 4.44% for those 15-year fixed mortgages to 4.29% this morning. And in the 30-year mortgages, with the rain now pounding on the skylights right over my studio here, 5.16 was where they were standing a month ago, now at 4.99. So the mortgage market continues its decline. Let's go over here and pick this up just quickly. I want to get this behind me so that we won't overlook it. For those of you that may have heard the interviews here on Oracle and elsewhere with Pastor James T. Manning, or the Right Reverend James T. Manning, you know that he's kicking off his big trial today. You can go up to the otlaw.org website and follow it. It's www.otlaw.org. It's the CIA Columbia Obama trial. And it begins this morning. It's already kicked off. It's underway. It's been underway for an hour. Although this morning they're not really doing the trial yet. They're doing a rally. They're marching around and around, I suppose, if the weather will allow them, around Columbia University. So today's the day. This trial is going to be running from the 14th through the 19th of May. And wish them the absolute best of luck with that. They hope to have as many as 30,000 people show up during the event, and I hope they do. I hope they draw a lot of attention to themselves and to this issue. It's relevant, and you know, you just got to know it. His heart is definitely in the right place, and his research seems to be impeccable. So best of luck to James Manning and all of the people there at their Outlaw Church up in Harlem. As they give Barry the Usurper his due comeuppance. Let's go to another one now. And this is kind of an interesting thing because we're going to see this continuing. We're looking at the European Union continuing to discuss a breakup of the European Union. And there's more urgency in the talk. The more news articles I read on this one, the more there's a possibility it could happen. Of course, if you haven't been up and looked at King World News lately, you might go up there. Eric King has been doing a lot of really good reporting lately. Eric King at kingworldnews.com, I believe, is the URL. King World News. Just type it all together, one long string. He's done an interview with Jim Rickards that's very powerful, far too long for just playing on air. He's got another one with Gerald Celente up there. I listened to both of those yesterday afternoon and evening, and they were quite interesting, but do visit there. Here's the article right off of Bloomberg. This is on the euro breakup. Of course, what Jim Rickards is talking about is the solidification of this concept of the IMF as the new global central banker. But you're going to find, if you read all of these euro articles, the European Union and the euro troubles, that one of the real challenges here is having, with the euro, for instance, having a central currency and a central bank that doesn't have central governments underneath it. That's important. Remember, when we studied economics so many months ago now, we found out that there is both fiscal policy, that's what's set by the legislative branches of government, and then there's monetary policy. The monetary policy is what is established by Benjamin Shalom Bernanke and the boys at the Fed, and then the International Monetary Fund, which, as you know, goes all the way back to Bretton Woods and forward from that. But if you have a break or a sever, you know, there'd be another way of looking at it. When you sever legislative branches and the banking interests, you have a break between the legislative policy and monetary, or fiscal policy and monetary policy, and that's important. It's important enough to perhaps be pointing to the reasons, the real reasons, why the European Union may break up, and it'll be breaking up because of, you know, as I say, breaking up is hard to do, we'll see. But they may be breaking up because their financial house is in disarray. This article off of Bloomberg this morning, euro breakup talk increases as Germany loses its currency proxy. All right? James Neuger writes, Romano Prodi. Well, there's the break music. We'll have to pick up Romano Prodi's comments on the other side of these comments from our sponsors. Stay tuned.
Be prepared for anything. Disasters, drought, earthquakes, hurricanes, tsunamis. Be ready wherever your adventures take you. Ocean, rainforest, jungle, desert, even your own backyard. Seed Panel can help you make clean water from any source. Salt water, pesticides, arsenic, fluoride, brine, bacteria. With Seed Panel, you can handle whatever Mother Nature throws your way. Just pour contaminated water into your Seed Panel and let sunlight distill up to 2 gallons per day. 100% solar powered. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. If you're near the ocean, cPanel can help make your disaster kit ready for anything. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com, or call 205-246-6492, cPanel.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Rampant inflation that will eviscerate paper-denominated assets is just around the corner. The U.S. Treasury and Federal Reserve have been flooding the economy with trillions in fiat currency with no foreseeable plan to stop. In the last 10 years alone, the stock market has fallen 30%, and the U.S. dollar has lost 40% of its value, while gold and silver are up an amazing 400%. No other investment category has come near the return of precious metals in the last decade. Protect your assets by investing with Christos Trading. Christos Coast Trading specializes in gold and silver IRA accounts, precious metals financing, as well as competitive pricing for gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Crisco's Trading takes pride in providing a large inventory at excellent prices, fast delivery with free shipping and insurance, and very personal customer service. Get live price quotes for all products. Call Crisco's Trading today at 888-385-1116. That's 888-385-1116. Or visit their website at crisco'strading.com.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
And as you can well imagine, my house being seated upon one of the highest points in Berry County, I've got lightning flashing all above my head here. Gives me a little bit of pause to have my headset on. I can tell you what. I'm standing with my rubber boots on, and I'm not touching anything that's wet. This bad boy could go electric at any moment. I certainly hope that doesn't happen. Anyway, back to the Bloomberg article here. Romano Prodi, sounds like a cheesehead, doesn't he? Romano Prodi recalls how he persuaded Germany to allow debt-swamped Italy into the euro, support the membership, and we'll buy your milk, he said. All right? Support our membership and we'll buy your milk, he said. When Prodi toured Germany's agricultural heartland after becoming Italian leader in 1996, he pitched, quote, a big milk pipeline from Bavaria. All right. Pointing to a 3-year, 40% plunge in the Italian lira that was hurting dairy sales. Quote, to have Italy outside the euro, a huge quantity of exports from Germany would have been endangered, Prodi, now 70, said. All right. So anyway, they're kind of going to continue along this. Germany got the message. Allowing entry rules to be bent to create a 16-nation market for its exporters. Once again, this whole idea of rules being bent. You know, we bend the rules all the time. Maybe you, like myself, have seen advertisements in the newspaper for these sporting things, you know, that the children could participate in, where everyone gets to play, everyone gets to win, everyone gets to be a hero. There's nothing that has to do with merit. There has nothing to do with rules. It's just that everybody can play, all right? This is social justice. Social justice, as opposed to equal justice, the idea of social justice. It's important. Important enough for me to remind you over and over again to pay attention to it, because this is what's happening. Again, Germany got the message allowing the entry rules to be bent. So you get all the best minds together, you get all of the best financial people together, and you sit down and you map out this new European Economic Union, and then the very first thing you do is you start bending the rules. So that you can have a big tent, so you can widen the hem of your garment, so you can have a huge umbrella, right? Well, that's bit them in the butt. Now German taxpayers are footing the bill for the permissiveness of as Europe bails out divergent economies lashed to a single currency with little control over national taxes and spending. All right? Now think about that on the global scale. We allow the IMF to proceed as a global central bank, and think about the headlines that we may be reading in 2 or 3 or 5 years, all right? As all of the world bails out divergent economies, this is the idea of the redistribution of wealth inside of countries and between and among countries, all right? Redistribution of wealth, if we're lashed to a single currency with little control over national taxes and spending. All right? So you would have to allow yourself to be controlled in your tax base, your tax structure, and your spending. And we're already hearing about it in Greece and elsewhere, where the European Union wants to come in and dictate or diktat to this sovereign member nation, right? Sovereign, yeah. We've looked at that one before. These sovereign member states in the United Nations, so on and so forth, they're being dictated to. Their monetary policy and their fiscal policy is being dictated to by the European Central Bank. Well, things get worse. The consequences are an $860 billion euro or $1 trillion bill for a debt binge led by Greece, sagging confidence in the European Central Bank's independence, and mounting speculation that a currency designed to last forever might break apart. All right? This is important news. You have a great problem of a potential disintegration of the euro. Federal Reserve Chairman, former Federal Reserve Chairman Paul Volcker, who is now 82, said in London yesterday, quote, "The essential element of discipline in economic policy and in fiscal policy," so you have monetary policy, you got fiscal policy, "that was hoped for, has so far not been rewarded in some countries. German-led Northern Europe, with its zeal for budget discipline," and you can imagine that that's going to be the way it is with the Germans, you know. They have that kind of disciplinary kind of a mentality, and it's always done us all very well. But anyway, is attempting to fix the mistakes made by the euro's founding fathers in the 1990s. Notice how they've appropriated that term, founding fathers. Why? Well, we had a union over here, and they wanted a union over there, and so, yeah. It's a squaring off against the governments of the South over who will control the euro and the European Central Bank, whether the currency will be used to promote growth or squelch inflation, and ultimately, whether some countries should be debarred from the monetary union. And it continues, talks about the European Club. There was no discussion of that at all, of a crisis mechanism, said Niels Thygesen, a retired Copenhagen University economics professor who served on the 1989 group led by European Commission President Jacques Delors that mapped out the path to the euro. Quote, "It was believed that if countries adhered more or less to prudent budgetary policies, that would not or could not happen." Well, as we can see, it has happened. Lengthy article, worth your time to read it. I won't go through the rest of it, but there's a lot to that. Now, as we're going to continue to hear more and more about, you know, the Federal Reserve all of the various and sundry audit the Fed groups out there, they haven't given up. They've just changed their tune. But here's a top story, a leading headline off of Bloomberg also this morning. Fed's comeback punch wins the Senate fight on rates oversight. All right. The Fed's comeback punch. Now we're using boxing terminology, I guess. All right. And this is because the Federal Reserve, whether the 1,000-point drop in the Dow had anything to do with them or not, is to be determined. But that the Federal Reserve was able to withstand the pummeling that Ron Paul and all the rest of them were trying to, you know, drop on it. So that's the Fed's comeback punch, wins the Senate fight on rate. This article, another one of these collaborative writing projects by Scott Landman and Craig Torres. They write this for Bloomberg, May 13th, New News. The Federal Reserve beat back two of the biggest threats in decades to its political independence. Political independence? I thought it wasn't supposed to be political. Well, that's what the author says here. And bank oversight powers, surmounting congressional anger over its role in the financial crisis. Sound like they got off free, scot-free? Yeah, just like Lloyd Blankfein and Jamie Dimon. All right. The problem is that they don't have any backbone in Congress. All right. There's no backbone in Congress. They're rolling over and playing dead. They know which side of the bread is buttered for them. U.S. senators voted 90-9 yesterday to void a provision in regulatory overhaul legislation that would have stripped the Fed of oversight of 5,000 banks with less than $50 billion in assets. A day earlier, senators rejected a measure to allow continuous congressional audits of Fed policies. These gutless, spineless pukes in Washington folded up their handkerchief and went home. The wins mark a shift in favor of Fed Chairman Benjamin S. Bernanke, Benjamin Shalom, who in January won a second term by a 70-30 vote in the chamber, the most opposition in history. So even with 30 in opposition, you know, this makes news, but he still got in. It was a 70-30 vote, and he gets in for a second term. Fed officials and banks lobbied lawmakers over concerns about potential political interference with monetary policy and a diminished role for the regional federal banks, which directly supervise firms and help set interest rates. Well, there is a certain amount of wisdom in separating the monetary policy from the fiscal policy. At least, we would think so. But let's go back, you know, once again to Bernard Baruch. Very important fellow, Bernard Baruch and Wilson. the president. And when we come back from this break, I'm going to read you just a little bit about the creation of the Fed in the first place.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Take Cartivite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartivite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartivite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known, with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartivite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartivite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartivite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so we got a long ways to go and a little time to get there. This is Bernard Baruch, Portrait of a Citizen. I've read from this before, W.L. White. It's like a biography of the man, published by the Harcourt Brace and Company years ago, published in 1950. The copy that I have, an original hardbound, 1950 in front of me. Reading from the chapter here, it says, it was really his father, Dr. Simon Baruch, Bernard Baruch now, who made the decision for him. The old man knew that the son had always avoided public honors. Remember the Joseph principle we talked about, rising up alongside the Pharaoh as the Grand Vizier. Again, the old man knew that the son had always avoided public honors, but to be asked to accept a trusteeship of the CCNY was something more. It was a duty which could not be evaded. And in finally accepting, Bernard Baruch stumbled into a chain of circumstances which changed his life. How else could he have met William F. McCombs, who was not only a fellow trustee, not only the Democratic Party's future national chairman, but a devoted admirer of Woodrow Wilson, who, first, with his fight against snobbery in Princeton's eating clubs, and then with his book, The New Freedom, was attracting national praise. There was the further fact that the Republican Party was hopelessly split over Theodore Roosevelt, so that in the election of 1912, the Democrats, out of office now since Cleveland, would have a better than even chance. In the spring, Billy McCombs asked him to come up to the plaza to meet Governor Wilson and Colonel House. That would be Colonel Edward Mandel House. He announced the next day that he had met one of the few great men of the world. Now, it's difficult for me, having read this, as to whether or not Bernard Baruch thought that Woodrow Wilson, I'm making the world safe for democracy, Wilson, the haberdasher, the womanizer, the man that has enough skeletons in his closets to be controlled, but it's difficult in reading this whether Bernard Baruch and his biographer was talking about Woodrow Wilson or Colonel Edward Mandel House when he said he had met one of the few great men of the world, a judgment which never changed. On Wilson's part, a friendship began here which outlasted the trust he gave to William Jennings Bryant, to his son-in-law McAdoo, to Colonel E.M. House, to Robert Lansing, and even to his devoted secretary, Joe Tumulty. In other words, they forged an alliance between Bernard Baruch and Woodrow Wilson that even trumped the relationship that Wilson had with Colonel House. Why? Well, first, Wilson appreciated the depth and the brilliance of a mind which had mastered Morgan's Wall Street and Homer's Greek. Second, here was a capitalist who owned shares in companies which many people thought would be ruined by Wilson's programs, and yet who told Wilson that he was right, who in return asked for nothing but gave much, and always anonymously, to Wilson's second campaign, a total of $50,000 in those days, $50,000 was a whopping campaign contribution. And to Wilson personally, he gave the obedience of a son. Now listen to the quote here. Most important of all, he gave sound advice. When Wilson's bill establishing our Federal Reserve System hit a rebellious Congress, it was Baruch sitting in the round room who coaxed the square-jawed Presbyterian into accepting some little amendments, without which the bill would have been lost. And if Bernard Baruch enjoyed in Washington a growing circle of Wilsonian Democrats, both in the cabinet and the Congress, he began to enjoy the moss-hung natural magnificence of Hobkaw, its miles of white beaches, its teeming groves of game, and blah, 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 blah. So there's more in that. Meanwhile, Europe had blundered into the world into World War I, which quickly divided America, first with Southern senators storming at the British for interfering with their cotton market, but then as bubbles from the Lusitania arose, Senator Henry Cabot Lodge, shaking his white spiked beard in rage, replied that, quote, a dead baby floating on the water is more poignant sight to me than an unsold bale of cotton. Never let a good crisis go to waste. Quietly, as always, Baruch had offered to contribute $3 million to McAdoo's fund to finance surplus cotton. Meanwhile, he'd taken a plunge on his own into gold mines, organizing in 1915 with Eugene Meyer, Jr., Alaska Juno, with the proud announcement that the two would take a $10 a share. All sought knock taken by public subscription. Go on. And why gold? Because possibly, dating from the days when he saw that the drawer full of Confederate money in old Sailing Wolf's house at Winsboro. Remember his father, his great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather, old man Wolf, a pirate, basically a rum trader, a slave trader, a molasses trader. He felt that this yellow metal to be, along with artworks and good farmland, one of the few prominent or permanent investments in this uncertain world. So many things are so much the same at this time period today as it was back when the Federal Reserve banking system was originally established, one shrewd Rothschild, setting up a permanent trust fund, had cautiously spread his investment among gilt-edged British, French, Austrian, and German bonds, only to see it shrink to one-fifth of its value. And if gold yields no interest, Baruch pointed out that in the hoardings of the Maharajas today are gold starters, gold staters brought to India by Alexander of Macedon in the 4th century before Christ. These princes may have missed two millennium of interest, yet had they speculated how many times in those 2,000 years would they have gone broke. So in other words, he's underlining the importance of gold in that, but it also points right back to the very beginning of this creating this institution, which we now have as a very, very powerful Federal Reserve banking institution. And here, continuing from the Bloomberg article, here's a quote from Karen Shaw Petru, where she says, quote, "They pack a hell of a punch. And they know it." You can understand the power that the Federal Reserve has and why these weak-kneed, spineless congressional whores just fold up like so many wet hankies every time they come into the face of any of the bankers there, Benjamin Shalom Bernanke. Dropping down, the Fed's institutional gravitas is profound, including the depth of staff it has. It is unique among the financial regulators. Well, far more in that article to read as well. There's a, let's see if we can get this. Yes, we're going into the bank overhaul. Let's get this one. This is another one. This guy Moynihan comes up. I don't know if he's any relation to some of the other Moynihans that have made the news in my life, but he may very well be. Moynihan is Obama's top ally on the rules overhaul. Again, a Bloomberg article. Just cutting some of the highlights, just some of the high points in this morning's news. Juliana Goldman and Hans Nichols. She brought the pencils this time. He brought the paper. May 13, collaborative writing for Bloomberg. The Obama administration has found a banker it can do business with. Great. Isn't that what you were just waiting for? Barry Usurper has found a banker it can do business with. The Bank of America Corp's Brian Moynihan. While many U.S. bank chiefs, executives, officers publicly oppose at least some elements of Barry the Usurper's plan for financial regulation, Moynihan, who is 50 years old, is winning White House praise for his stance. Now look at this guy. He hasn't missed a meal in a long, long time. He backs a consumer financial protection agency, addresses shortcomings the administration finds with his bank's home loan modification program, and pursues small business initiatives in collaboration with White House. Bloomberg Businessweek reports in its May 17th issue, quote, "He has been willing to speak out bravely in his industry on the need for reform measures," said Valerie Jarrett, the usurper's liaison to corporate America, who has met with Moynihan at the White House several times. And, quote, "He has been willing to come to Washington and roll up his sleeves and work on the issues," close quote. Aren't you sick of that analogy, folks? Aren't you sick of seeing the photographs? Every time Jorge Bush would show up someplace, whether it would be finally and eventually someplace well outside of the Ninth Ward after Katrina, anytime there's something to do in your local area, you know, they're going to do some tree planting or something like that, you get these glad-handed carpetbaggers, parasitical leeches. They show up in town. They take off their expensive suit coat, and they got their blue shirt on. They take off their tie, open it up the first two buttons, then they roll up their sleeves. What a drama. What an idiocy. It's unbelievable. I mean, people just buy it, and they buy it time and time again. Here's the quote one more time. "And he's been willing to come to Washington and roll up his sleeves and work on the issue." These people haven't seen an honest day's work in their entire life. Why would they bother to roll up the sleeve? Do you think that the dinner table is any dirtier when they're talking business than it is when they're just talking? I don't think so. Not getting a lot of work done. Moynihan, who has also visited Treasury Secretary Timmy Geithner and White House Economic Advisor Lawrence Summers, there's a pair, has proven that it's possible to please both the administration and the shareholders. You can fool some of the people some of the time, brother, but you can't fool all the people all the time. You're not fooling me with this. Anyway, let's go a little bit further into this insanity and look at Russia. Russia. Mother Russia, right after these words from our sponsors. Stay tuned. Mm-hmm.
claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Radio X. With your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
You know, as we look at people like Lawrence Summers and perhaps someday looking back on Timmy Geithner, certainly Paul Volcker and many of the others, we need to understand that these men have had, you know, in their lifetime, tremendous influence and tremendous impact, and they've profited mightily. Mightily by their involvement. Hitherto, Barack's, this is Baruch, so similar. Baruch, again, Bernard Baruch. Hitherto, Baruch's name had appeared only briefly on financial pages. Here's the quote. Bernard M. Baruch led the shorts today. We always talk about short selling, hear about that all the time. Now headlines splashed out the charge that this sinister market rigging gambler had capitalized on his friendship with the White House idealists to clean up in the street. Republicans sharpened their knives, but at the investigating committee hearing, he laid it on the line. When asked his occupation, he said firmly, "I am a speculator." A speculator. It's like the carpetbaggers, speculators, speculators who are running our government. But if you recall the discussion we had much earlier in regards to the Goss plan, that was at the time that we were looking into what is Zionism, what it is and what it isn't. We got into the Goss plan. And we started to look at this Bolsheviki and Mensheviki overthrow of Mother Russia, funded largely, if not solely, off of Wall Street. All right? That whole fiasco. What a travesty. The opening door, the opening salvo, and what would become the millions of the deaths of at least, perhaps at least 100 million people. But what we discovered then when we were studying the 400-year reign of the Tsar's families there in Russia. But what did we discover? They were coming out of what you could consider the feudal period, and they were moving into the industrial age. They were joining the rest of the world in the Industrial Revolution. And certain people, Armand Hammer and John D. Rockefeller and the Nobels and others, they all knew that Mother Russia was sitting there on more natural resources than could be told. And they were sitting on more oil than perhaps any other place on the planet. Here's an article, Bloomberg, Paul Abelsky writing this: Russian GDP grew 2.9% last quarter on stimulus, oil. May the 14th, new news, Russia's economy expanded for the first time since 2008 in the 3 months through March as the world's biggest energy producer rebounds on an oil-funded stimulus program and record low borrowing costs. Well, the United States is sucking up oil from everyone else, and Macondo gently weeps. Gross domestic product rose an annual 2.9% in the first quarter after contracting 3.8% in the last 3 months of 2009. Economy Minister Elvira Nabil, whatever, said at a meeting in Moscow today. The median estimate in a Bloomberg survey of 12 economists was for 4.8% growth. GDP shrank 7.9% in 2009, the biggest decline in the collapse of the Soviet Union in 1991. The statistics office is due to publish official GDP data later today. Blah, blah, blah. Prime Minister Vladimir Putin last month said that Russia's recession is over, quote-unquote, after 3 trillion rubles in stimulus spending left the economy confidently showing signs of recovery. Russia is poised for the world's biggest bounce. Now, I don't know whether that'll be a dead cat bounce or what, but the biggest bounce, Bank of America's Merrill Lynch said last month, and estimates output may grow 7% in 2010 as companies rebuild stocks and stimulus spending supports demand. Remember, and don't ever forget this, Russia is considered in the family of nations, along with China, as a developing nation. In other words, we're underwriting, and we've been underwriting, both China and Russia. Here's a quote. We see the economy recovering relatively briskly this year as the strengthening global economy and reviving domestic demand support the revitalization. Go down a little bit further. The 4 so-called BRIC economies, that would be Brazil, Russia, India, and China, the 4 so-called BRIC economies are leading the global recovery. Once again, these are the developing countries. These are those that get the equity aspect of the 3 E's of sustainable development. They get to buy indulgences. They don't have to comply with all of the green agenda rules, regulations, and restrictions. They get a pass on this stuff because they're considered a developing country. Oh, they're so poor, right? Brazil, Russia, India, and China. The world's second largest economy, China, expanded an annual, expanded an annual 11.9% in 3 months through March. Brazilian output grew 4.3% in the fourth quarter, while the economy of India expanded an annual 6% in the same period. Brazil and India have yet to release their first quarter GDP data. Of course, the gross domestic product of the United States of America is going to equal our debt, probably, this year. The recovery is gaining steam as some of Russia's biggest companies rebound from last year's slump. And it goes on. The ruble slipped 0.3% against a basket of dollars and euros to trade it, blah, blah, blah. The Russian economy will continue to recover rapidly in 2010 and 2011, said Odd-Pierre Breck, the International Monetary Fund's senior representative in Russia. A rescue package, blah, 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 has increased the upside potential, blah, blah, blah. Lots of stuff in here. At an 88% surge in the Urals crude, U-R-A-L-S, that's a mountain range, in Urals crude prices since the end of 2008 allowed the government last year to increase spending by 27.3%. Oil averaged more than $75 a barrel in the first quarter, 70% more than during the same period last year. Income from oil and gas, which account for 25% of their gross domestic product, reached $1.1 trillion in the first 4 months or 36% of the government's target for the year. Russia earns $2 billion in extra revenue every time the price of oil rises by $1. I mean, sometimes you just have to dig into an article and slog through all the garbage to get to this little, these little gems that are sprinkled in here for our knowledge. Again, Russia earns $2 billion in extra revenue every time the price of oil rises by $1. If oil continues to average higher than $70 a barrel, the deficit may narrow to 4% in 2011. Crude will probably average $76 a barrel this year and next, Nabiullina said. This morning, the crude oil at $73.76. It was well over 80 earlier. It was running just about parallel or on par with the U.S. dollar. Now, in the course of just since this oil spill for British Petroleum, long an antagonist with Gazprom and the others in Russia, long an antagonist here, now, as a result, perhaps, of this spill, crude oil is down almost $10. How's that going to impact Mother Russia? Again, if oil continues to average higher than $70 a barrel, the deficit may narrow to 4% in 2011. Crude will probably average $76 a barrel this year and next. Well, we'll just have to see how that turns out. Here's a little bit more on the oil spill. The last couple of moments of this first hour, the British Petroleum spill may exceed estimates, U.S. congressman says. This another article off Bloomberg, James Potten. U.S. Representative Edward Markey said he is concerned BP PLC's well in the Gulf of Mexico may be leaking as much as 70,000 barrels of oil a day, compared with previous estimates of 5,000 barrels. You see the magnitude change here. I don't know where Edward Markey, Representative Edward Markey, is getting his information, but if he's anywhere even close, if he's even in the ballpark, and we've been fed this 5,000 barrel a day spill rate by BP masquerading, hiding behind Ken Salazar and the Interior Department's Minerals Management Service, if they're anywhere close to 70,000 barrels of oil a day, then underestimating the spill will definitely, as he says, hinder efforts to control it. The Massachusetts Democrat said in a statement yesterday, and we'll get to that, we'll come back to that. He says, if you don't understand the scope of the problem, the capacity to find the answers is severely compromised. When we return from this top of the hour break, we're going to go into some of the brain trust that's being assembled right now to reevaluate what's going on in the Gulf. And certainly Edward Markey might be well on the mark. We may very well see something far greater than 5,000 barrels of oil leaking into the Gulf of Mexico continuously, day after day, while Macondo gently weeps.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with a look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Be prepared for anything. Disasters, drought, earthquakes, hurricanes, tsunamis. Be ready wherever your adventures take you. Ocean, rainforest, jungle, desert, even your own backyard. Seapanel can help you make clean water from any source. Saltwater, pesticides, arsenic, fluoride, brine, bacteria. With Seapanel, you can handle whatever Mother Nature throws your way. Just pour contaminated water into your Seapanel and let sunlight distill up to 2 gallons per day. 100% solar powered. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. If you're near the ocean, Seapanel can help make your disaster kit ready for anything. Please visit cpanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com, or call 205-246-6492, cpanel.com.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Friday, May the 14th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts, always good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you each and every day. In the first hour of today's two-hour broadcast, we've gone into a basket of news. Pull down off of the Bloomberg website, remind everyone that the Atla Ministry is having their big confab up there, the trial, Bury the Usurpers trial. Atla Ministries, that would be, everybody's heard about Reverend James, what is it, James P. Manning. He's the guy that came up and coined the phrase, the long-legged Mac Daddy. Yeah, baby. Well, they're all out there, like marching around the temple, going around and around Columbia, I guess, today, if the rain will let them do it. Anyway, from the 14th today and through the 19th, there's going to be a lot of action in Harlem, honey. As James Manning, who's gutted up and has the cojones to say so, is up against Barry the Usurper and the boys. Wish him the best of luck in his endeavors, and some 30,000 people are estimated to participate in this extravaganza. Certainly, I hope that the media will cover this, give him a little bit of due. He's done a lot of work, and they've raised a lot of funds to make this happen. Certainly need to bring a little bit more light on this usurper and the administration, this fraudulent administration that has been set together by Rahm Emanuel, the democratic takeover of this country, or should we just say takedown of this country. Well, anyway, with all that behind us, we've got a lot of news to continue yet, not too much more. And then we're going to go in this hour into the age of fossil fuels. I just have a real burning desire to read some more of that. But let's go back to this story here, because this is important. If this is actually the case, again, this is from a Bloomberg article, the BP spill may exceed estimates, U.S. congressmen say. Representative Edward Markey said he is concerned BP PLC's well in the Gulf of Mexico. This is Macondo, by the way. M-A-C-O-N-D-O. It's like your mother's condo, Macondo, piercing the side of Mother Earth, Gaia worshippers and all of that, Macondo. Let's remember that word, Macondo. It may be a tipping point in all things in our future. It may certainly be a tipping point, because what he says here, he says that he's concerned that this leak may be as much as 70,000 barrels of oil a day. On Mike Chambers' broadcast yesterday, we slipped out the numbers of just what a financial boon it is, this particular oil well. They stand to make about $136 million a day when this oil well is in production. This relief well may be a delaying tactic. They may be doing everything and anything that they can do to get this second well in place. But if this thing is leaking 70,000 gallons or 70,000 barrels a day, 42-gallon barrels, then the numbers that we posited yesterday, well over $130 million worth of potential production per day in crude delivered in Oklahoma, would be vastly more than that. Underestimating the spill, the article continues, may hinder efforts to control it. And that's absolutely essential. in engineering and in all things, you know, like that, scientific, if you don't know what the problem is, if you can't even define the problem, you'll never get the solution. As Aristotle said, such as you begin badly, you can't help but to end badly. So let's go into the article a little further. If you don't understand the scope of the problem, he says, the capacity to find the answer is severely compromised. Markey is the chairman of the House Energy and Environment Subcommittee. Estimates have risen to as much as 70,000 barrels a day, he said, citing, quote, independent analysis reported in the media. Now, is this just the blogosphere talking and he's listening to it? Or is he talking about something that has credibility? Are we really looking at 70,000 barrels a day? We'll pick it up right here after these words from our sponsors. Stay tuned.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Rampant inflation that will eviscerate paper-denominated assets is just around the corner. The U.S. Treasury and Federal Reserve have been flooding the economy with trillions in fiat currency with no foreseeable plan to stop. In the last 10 years alone, the stock market has fallen 30%, and the U.S. dollar has lost 40% of its value, while gold and silver are up an amazing 400%. No other investment category has come near the return of precious metals in the last decade. Protect your assets by investing with Christos Trading. Christos Trading specializes in gold and silver IRA accounts, precious metals financing, as well as competitive pricing for gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Christos Trading takes pride in providing a large inventory at excellent prices, fast delivery with free shipping and insurance, and very personal customer service. Get live price quotes for all products. Call Christos Trading today at 888-385-1116. That's 888-385-1116. Or visit their website at christostrading.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned here on our Friday, May the 14th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com, joined as we are in the second hour by AM 1710 Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. End of the article in regards to the British Petroleum spill. You know, when it was really an encouragement to me to see that we're starting to use the right words. But of course, for the blogosphere and for Googlers and so on and so forth, their headline reads, BP spill may exceed estimates, but down in the body of the text, we start getting a little closer to the truth. You know, when you spill a cup of coffee, you can wipe it up. you got a leaking water main, you got a real problem, you got a mess on your hands. So here, at least they are starting to use the right terminology. Words do have a meaning. Their meanings are important, as is how they are used. But BP's Macondo well, about 40 miles off Louisiana's coast, began leaking. That's the correct terminology. Leaking. Spewing spermed or pissed, leaking, that is sheath, after the Deepwater Horizon drilling rig exploded on April the 20th. U.S. Energy Secretary Stephen Chu, now he's going to come into the news here, I've got another article in regards to Stephen here, has picked a team of scientists to help BP and industry experts come up with backup plans to stop the leak. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, NOAA, has estimated the well is spewing 5,000 barrels of oil a day. NOAA also estimated that man-made global warming was a truth, not a fiction. So you got to take their word with a grain of salt, and here's another grain of salt. The assessment that is being used remains 5,000 barrels of oil a day, as estimated by NOAA. Toby O'Done, a spokesman for the London-based company, said by telephone. Measuring the exact volume of oil leaking from the well is difficult, and estimates are based on what appears on the surface. What appears on the surface. National Public Radio reported on May the 13th that 70,000 barrels of oil a day may be spilling into the sea. So here's the source of what our good Massachusetts Democrat, Mr. Markey, is saying. He gets it off of National Public Radio, NPR. Well, if that isn't a lefty Louis place to get your news, I don't know where it's going to be. And there couldn't be any more of a bunch of green weenies than NPR. Sorry to say it, but it seems to be true. Every time I've ever listened to it, I've always been rushing back to the dial to change the channel. But NPR reported on May the 13th that 70,000 barrels of oil may be spilling. Now, they may be trying to create some kind of, moral hysteria. Goes back to the Santa Barbara oil spill and the creation of the first Earth Day and all of that, which really got Mother Gaia worshippers and all the green crowd into full gear. The flower children sprung up and blah, blah, blah. Everybody's wearing flowers in their hair, right? Remember the songs? But again, it comes off this National Public Radio. Where did they get their information? They're relying on analysis of an associate professor at Purdue University in Indiana. Well, an associate professor. He's not a full professor. He's like an also-ran. Does the guy have any credibility? Where does he get his information? Are we just going to go a he said, she said, and run on hearsay? Is this guy's word of any value? Certainly when we're looking at something like the difference between 5,000 barrels of oil leaking and 70,000, we need to check our experts. Is this man enough of an expert to make that analysis? The accident, continued the NPR, the accident may be worse than the Exxon Valdez incident of 1989, NPR said. Well, of course, the Exxon Valdez was a big deal. You know, it really was. But again, that was a spill. You dump your cup of coffee on the table, that's a fixed amount. This is entirely different. We got a water main, got a hole in it, Dorothy. All right. BP's efforts to use robots on the seafloor to close off the well have failed. A 40-foot steel structure meant to cap the leak was scuttled, blah, blah, blah. About $450 million has been spent on cleanup operations and settlements, or an average of $20 million a day. Remember very expensive blow-off prevention device, you know, would have been far less expensive than this, but if it hadn't been for Ken Salazar's Department of the Interior Minerals Management Service giving BP a pass, they would have had those kind of protectors on there, just like they do when they're exploring for oil in the North Sea and elsewhere. But they gave them a pass for some particular reason. And when we think about geopolitical strategies, and certainly if you listen to Doug Owen and Lee Rogers and Michael Vail, you know that there's lots of deep, 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 deep geopolitical strategies that are going on in our article this morning. Lets you know that the Russian gross domestic product is tied directly to oil, and that for every $1 up or down, it impacts by the billions their gross domestic product. So there's a geopolitical thing going on here as well. You know, it brings into play all of the grand masters, the great grand chessboard, and so on and so forth. All of that starts coming into this discussion. But again, they're talking about $450 million has been spent on cleanup operations and settlements, or an average of $20 million a day since the rig exploded. and we're showing you how much money is made, is available every single day if they can just tap this puppy, get it into a boat someplace, and get it over to Oklahoma so they get it on the market. All of this money is going to look tiny in just the course of a year. Anyway, dropping down, all of the options are interim measures to reduce the spill while the oil company drills a relief well. So it keeps coming back to this. That'll take about 90 days. So whether it's 70,000 barrels a day or whether it's 5,000 barrels a day, BP is trying to buy time with all of these, you know, golf balls in the rectum idea that they're coming up with, trying to buy time so that they can get this relief well put into place. It may very well be that it's the relief well that they're really hoping to accomplish here, not fixing the leak. Anyway, back up to another article. Barry the Usurper sends bomb inventor, Mars expert, to fix the BP oil spill. This article, a team project by Jessica Resnick-Alton, Katarzyna Kill-Klim, well, anyway, KK, JRA and KK. Collaborative writing, again, right out of the Harvard Business Review. This is what they do these days. They start with an open framework and they fill in the pieces. May 14th, Bloomberg, new news, U.S. Energy Secretary Stephen Chu, important fellow there, Stephen Chu, signaled his lack of confidence in the industry experts trying to control BP PLC's leaking oil well by handpicking a team of scientists with reputations for creative problem solving. Now, talk about a dream team. Here they come. Dispatched to Houston by Barry the Usurper to deal with the crisis, Chu said Wednesday that five extraordinarily intelligent scientists from around the world will help BP and industry experts think of backup plans to cut off oil from the well leaking 5,000 feet or 1,500 meters below sea level. Members of the Chu team are credited with accomplishments including designing the first hydrogen bomb, inventing techniques for mining on Mars, finding a way to precisely position biomedical needles, etc. Quote, I don't think there's a lot of confidence in BP in Washington right now, close quote. David Purcell, a managing director at Tudor Pickering Holt & Company, LLC in Houston, said by phone. Chu's decision to bring in additional scientists may reflect that concern, he said. BP's efforts to use robots on the seafloor and the box and all the rest are mentioned again. Chu said he's tasked his team to develop Plan B, C, D, E, and F, in addition to finding a way to stop the oil leak. Well, like I've always said, choose Plan B. Plan A ain't working.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty.
Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
If a claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So we're taking a look at this new dream team that's being put together, this brain trust that is going to focus its concentrated attention on the challenge in the Gulf oil, or Gulf oil spill, or oil leak, whatever you want to call this thing. I think it's a leak myself. That's what I've been calling it. That's what it is. It's a leak. Well, all right. Say so. All right. Chu said, Stephen Chu, very, very brilliant fellow here. Chu said he's tasked his team to develop Plan B, C, D, E, and F, in addition to finding a way to stop the oil leak. This is a little bit different mindset coming into play here. Whenever Plan A is failing, always have a Plan B, have a backup. I think that we ought to invoke my own Plan B here, the abolition of the established two-party political system, and we need to do it in a New York minute. But not to go there, let's go back to here. Things are looking up. And things are pretty much more optimistic. The Nobel Prize-winning physicist, not to be confused with the Nobel Prize-winning communitarian, Barry the Usurper. No, things are looking up and getting much more optimistic. The Nobel Prize-winning physicist, not to confuse him with Al, I invented the Internet and man-made global warming Gore. Now, this guy's a Nobel Prize-winning physicist who's actually had some accomplishments in his life. Anyway, the Nobel Prize-winning physicist said, after meeting with scientists and BP in Houston Wednesday, here's the meeting, the BP CEO meeting, the group convened at BP's command center in Houston yesterday, where they met with BP leadership, including Chief Executive Officer Tony Hayward, the Energy Department said, BP is using more than 500 specialists from almost 100 organizations and welcomes additional help. John Pack, a BP spokesman, said by phone, their exact activities are cloaked in secrecy. Quote, we saw some confidential and proprietary information, close quote, said one scientist on the team. I wonder if they got the real meal deal as to how many gallons or how many barrels are being spewed out of the ground into the ocean. Maybe they found some of the real plans, the financial background, and why BP has their own Plan B, and that's that relief drill. Yeah, well, anyway, continuing. Their exact activities are cloaked in secrecy, said Jonathan I. Katz, a physics professor at Washington University in St. Louis. Katz, early work focused on astrophysics, but now he consults on a wide variety of physics puzzles, he said. A wide variety of physics puzzles. See, now we're going up into the cerebral. He is a member of the Jason Group. That's all Jason, caps, all caps, J-A-S-O-N. You might take a look at that. Jason Group has been on my radar from time to time over the years. A think tank dedicated to researching complex problems for the U.S. government, including the Defense Department. Jason Group. I think William Cooper used to speak of the Jason Group from time to time. Anyway, in a telephone interview from his home in Missouri, well, that proves he's got intelligence anyway, right there, Katz skipped across topics. Computer models for global warming, equality in college admissions, the Pemba effect, observations that in specific circumstances, warmer water freezes faster than colder water. So, you know, tying into him would be an interesting conversation, but he's all over the plate. Provocative thinking. Katz wrote articles that he has labeled as thought-provoking on his personal website. So there you go. Jonathan Katz, K-A-T-Z, personal website. You might Google, Scroogle, or dogpile him up. Katz wrote articles that he has labeled as thought-provoking on his personal website, including Don't Become a Scientist, In Defense of Homophobia, and Why Terrorism is Important. The best physicists have been very broad people, he said. Chu chose another Jason think tank member, Richard L. Garwin, for his oil spill task force. Garwin, 82. All right, we're going into the brain trust here. A physicist and IBM fellow emeritus is a military technology and arms control consultant to the United States, and he helped design the first hydrogen bomb in 1951. He's not wet behind the ears. He didn't just fall off the truck, according to Los Alamos National Laboratory. Quote, to do interesting science, the whole point is not just to follow the beaten track, but find something new, close quote. Freeman Dyson, another Jason member, said about Garwin. Do you remember the early reports in regards to Macondo? People were saying, well, we've gone beyond human technological advancement here in this situation. They're fresh out of ideas. They're fresh out of solutions. And so now they're looking for this brain trust to come up with a solution. Flaming wells. Garwin held a 1991 symposium of academic scientists, explosive experts, firefighters, and oilmen to grapple with how to stem oil flows from hundreds of wells, oil wells the Iraqis set on fire in Kuwait during the Persian Gulf War. No, it didn't say that right, Will. Say it properly. Oil flows from hundreds of wells Iraq set on fire in Kuwait during the Persian Gulf War. We know otherwise. We have the backstory on that one. According to a summary of the event, Garwin declined to comment on the meeting in Houston, but confirmed his experience with Kuwait's oil wells in an interview. BP has described conditions around its leaking offshore well as resembling those in outer space. You can well imagine, 5,000 feet below sea level on the ocean floor. You can imagine trying to come in with a robot anywhere that had cameras on it, anywhere close to this thing. It would be like going into the ink black on, underneath a an octopus or a squid, you know, the ink black. Black. Your cameras aren't going to work. You don't have windshield wipers on your camera lens fast enough to be able to combat this oil that they have to go into, this oily mess, you know. Cooper once worked with the National Aeronautics and Space Administration to modify mining techniques on Earth for use on Mars, said Berkeley professor Juan Pestana, who leads the geoengineering section in which Cooper is an emeritus professor. Cooper did not respond to the emails, blah, blah, blah. Chu also selected Alexander Slocum, a professor of mechanical engineering at Massachusetts Institute of Technology in Cambridge, or MIT, who holds more than 5 dozen, that would be 60, patents for devices related to biotechnology, robotics, and computer science, nanotechnology, scuba diving. On his website, Slocum describes his research interests delving into nanotechnology, precision engineering, and staying down longer while scuba diving. So keeps trying to mess with me, but we're going to succeed. You can't get to me. All right, I think we're back on air again. Minor drop there. So anyway, this is what's going on today as we go into the weekend. Big news, lots of stuff out there today. And they're putting together a brain trust. They're putting together some real thinkers to do some big work. Maybe they'll come to a different conclusion than the one that BP is following. maybe we'll actually have a little bit of light in this tunnel. But let's go into something also illuminating. Again, think tanks. I've been referring regularly to this International Symposium on Man's Role in Changing the Face of the Earth, held back in Princeton, New Jersey. So again, we're back into Princeton, Bernard Baruch, Woodrow Wilson, as opposed to Harvard, which seems to have been taken over by the Jewish lobby, Princeton. And this symposium was another attempt at bringing together the greatest minds on the planet in their day. And it's a very interesting read. There's over 1,000 pages here. There are many, 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 many papers, treatises, papers that were put together for this symposium. So we'll look at all that. On the other side, we'll come back to the age of fossil fuels for the balance of the broadcast. Your calls are welcome.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network. TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And back once again, I want to give you a little bit, just a little tiny dab here from a page further along in this article than I may get to today. Just to give it to you. I mean, I've been trying to get to this, and we always get stopped or had too much news or whatever, but I've been trying to get to this area in this article. But the author here writes, in the case of the oil tank, all right, in the case of oil the tank is not likely to be empty for several thousand years, because much of the oil will not be found for a long, long time. We hear a lot of claptrap out of Rupert and many other people in regards to the peak oil, you know. A lot of the Dominionists, a lot of the Zionists keep championing for peak oil. The eco-Nazis, always peak oil. All right. But here in 1955, in this symposium, again bringing together some of the best minds on the planet, just like we're talking about here with Chu and the boys, the Jason group, people who really understand things in ways they don't think in linear fashion. They think in global perspectives. But the people that are running this planet rely heavily. They draw upon the information put out by these individuals because they know that from time to time, miracles do happen. If we wanted to go back to John Locke and talk about ideas, from time to time, miracles do happen and individuals are born that have exceptional mental processing capacity. And so anyway, I'll continue. He says, but it is possible to draw a curve of production rates for the future. And the curve is not a prediction. It is a definite thing if the assumptions upon which it are based. The assumptions are, one, that geologists are reasonably correct in their present estimates of the total remaining oil to be discovered, and two, that demand for oil will keep on rising for a few years. Both of these assumptions, however, may be wrong. I like the way that thinkers think. They make sure that they don't make definitive statements when they don't have all of the knowledge. But back to the article earlier, the age of fossil fuels. We'd gone into the period 1850 to 1900. And again, this particular article was written 90 years ago. No, excuse me, 60 years ago. 1950s till today. 60 years ago. All right. Looking forward. And so much of what they've written have come to pass. Why? Because it became part of the action plan. It became part of the agenda. It truly is the foundation for what has become the United Nations Sustainable Development Agenda. So much of this material, you can just cross-reference what was discussed and developed here and what was posited here, which has now become part of international law and treaty. The famous Drake well, drilled in 1859, this is a repeat, just a short bit, was not the first well for petroleum and by no means the largest. The well was drilled in about the same way that Chinese and Burmese had drilled their wells 1,000 years earlier. And if you've missed the earlier discussions, go back and listen to the archives this week, especially the second hour. But for some strange reason, the Drake well aroused the imagination of speculators. People with a little money flocked to the wilderness of Pennsylvania to try their luck without benefit of technology. Enter the Rockefellers. Some made fortunes, while others became bankrupt. The net result of 8 years of violent confusion was proof that petroleum and natural gas could be produced in the United States in vast abundance, as it had been produced in Burma in abundance for many centuries. We had been ranging the seven seas for whale oil, and our whale oil take for 1859 was 200 times our oil production. You see the transition, the shift from relying upon the harpooning and butchering of whale for their lamp oil to going to the great treasure chest of the planet Earth and tapping petroleum product? Anyway, perhaps this is because such importation would have involved so much less physical danger and hardship than oil, than whaling, or indeed than oil production in Pennsylvania in those initial years. Until recently, I skipped a part there. No, I did all right. The net result of 8 years of violent confusion was proof that petroleum and natural gas could be produced in the United States in abundance, as it had been produced in Burma in abundance for many centuries. We had been ranging the seven seas for whale oil, and our whale oil take for 1859 was 200 times our oil production. But it seemed to occur to no one to import Burmese petroleum. All right, we weren't getting it from Burma. We weren't getting it from China. We weren't getting it from the Tsar and Tsarinas. We weren't getting it from Russia. No one even thought of that. Perhaps this is because so much importation would have involved so much less physical danger and hardship than whaling or, indeed, than oil production in Pennsylvania in those initial years. Until recently, Americans have been a romantic and speculative people. Remember Bernard Bernouc. When asked what his occupation was, he said, "I am a speculator." At the end of 8 years of violent turmoil, the oil boom subsided in Pennsylvania. The drop of oil production in those early wells to a mere trickle had a sobering effect. Drunken audiences no longer threw $500 bills on the stage in appreciation of cheap shows. Men no longer threw fireballs into oil tanks. Locomotives no longer fixed chains about oil pipes to uproot them. Personal degradation, dishonesty, and murder were no longer accepted as normal. The oil business was about to mature. Smart people, John D. Rockefeller, for example, thought we were entering a period when petroleum was to light the lamps of the world. And, of course, at this very time, Nikola Tesla walked among men and had a different vision. But we followed Rockefeller and quashed Tesla. There was no other known use for petroleum at that time, but, of course, these people were wrong. Electric lighting had already appeared above the horizon and was destined to soon supplant kerosene. Unsuspected by petroleum pioneers, the internal combustion engine was ready to take the load of production in the 20th century after smart people in Wall Street, for example, thought we were entering a period of steam motor cars and later electric motor cars. They, too, were wrong. When the internal combustion engine was established, smart people, Henry Ford, for example, thought that we were entering a period of expensive cars for the few. Later, Ford and others discovered that the trend was toward relatively inexpensive cars for the many. And remember as well, it was at this time that real independence, if you will, in transportation choices, such as the Missouri Mule and horses and draft horses, all that started to go out the window. A real, true, renewable resource is a horse. Of course, they're not nearly as comfortable as a new Neon if you want to go to town. But you can grow more horses and raise more horses and raise more horses indefinitely, and man has done it for thousands and thousands of years. When your car wears out, you got to buy a new one, right? Continuing, literally no one has foreseen the present universality of American motor car use. Now the highways are almost saturated with gasoline-burning vehicles, and we call this a motor car age. 1950, my 1957 Chevrolet convertible, one of the most beautiful cars, most delightful cars I've ever owned. Beautiful car. They came from automotive companies, oil companies, investment bankers, and economists. They were all wrong, even predictions as recent as 1950. This is no reflection on their intelligence, but I believe it is a reflection on present intelligence when we presume to know what the next age will be like. Right, these are forward-thinking men writing and thinking. But we're way ahead of our story. In 1870, when both coal and petroleum had been launched in the world, no country was yet mechanized with mobile power except for the locomotive. We had more than half the railroad mileage of the world in steam locomotives and had finally supplanted horses and mules. But railroads had all been built without the benefit of tractors, bulldozers, or power equipment of any sort. Our system and all other systems had been built by the sweat of men and horses, as the ancient pyramids had been built by the sweat of the Egyptians. And I can quote whole sections out of Agenda 21 that look forward to a time in the not altogether too distant future where we'll go back to labor-intensive employments. Why? Because the technology has surpassed mankind. With technology today and production and distribution that we have today, it's no longer necessary for the vast number of people to work. So we'll go back to building pyramids by hand, just so that the idle people won't be a bother. Continuing, smart people thought that railroads were the most conservative of all investments, but they were wrong. By the time power equipment was available in the 20th century, railway systems had already reached their peak and were thereafter to decline because power equipment has been used to build competitive highway systems for cars, buses, and trucks. Steamships were common, but they were still all had sails. Well, we'll pick up those steamships right after these words. Stay tuned.
Be prepared for anything. Disasters, drought, earthquakes, hurricanes, tsunamis. Be ready wherever your adventures take you. Ocean, rainforest, jungle, desert, even your own backyard. Seed Panel can help you make clean water from any source. Salt water, pesticides, arsenic, fluoride, brine, bacteria. With Seed Panel, you can handle whatever Mother Nature throws your way. Just pour contaminated water into your Seed Panel and let sunlight distill up to 2 gallons per day. 100% solar powered. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. If you're near the ocean, Seed Panel can help make your disaster kit ready for anything. Please visit cpanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com, or call 205-246-6492, cpanel.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Rampant inflation that will eviscerate paper-denominated assets is just around the corner. The U.S. Treasury and Federal Reserve have been flooding the economy with trillions in fiat currency with no foreseeable plan to stop. In the last 10 years alone, the stock market has fallen 30%, and the U.S. dollar has lost 40% of its value, while gold and silver are up an amazing 400%. No other investment category has come near the return of precious metals in the last decade. Protect your assets by investing with Christos Trading. Christos Trading specializes in gold and silver IRA accounts, precious metals financing, as well as competitive pricing for gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Christos Trading takes pride in providing a large inventory at excellent prices, fast delivery with free shipping and insurance, and very personal customer service. Get live price quotes for all products. Call Christos Trading today at 888-385-1116. That's 888-385-1116. Or visit their website at christostrading.com.
Come explore the human stargate and what lies beyond. Walk the rebel path. Sundays.
So as we very carefully research the past, we lead to then find ourselves in the present, looking forward into the future. And right now, today, we have some of the brighter minds in America perhaps now focusing their attention on this Macondo oil spill. But looking back to this other brain trust, this Princeton Symposium on Man's Role in Changing the Face of the Earth, and these people, these gentlemen, these men were honest. They knew the destructive impact of man on the planet. They weren't masking anything. They were exposing it. They definitely built, they built the support for what would become the green agenda, truly. But they were honest in their writing. At that time, they weren't obfuscating truths to fit scientific models. They were expounding truths, seeking models, not the other way around, working from the model to an altered truth. The article continues and it says steamships were common, but they still all had sails. In other words, the confidence level wasn't up there. Confidence wasn't up there. They had a steam engine, all right, but they all had sails. Backup plans, plan B. Sails were beginning to be considered auxiliary to the steam power instead of the other way around. But England had only two naval steamers. The rest depended entirely upon sails. And that's not that kind of sail. It's sails, you know, like a sailing vessel. All right. The rest depended entirely upon sails. McCormick reapers were multiplying on the farms. Who knows? Can you hold your hand up if you know what a McCormick reaper is? Can you understand the huge shift that occurred right there? And you go back and you look at International Harvester and the John Deere tractor and all of that, the huge shift that occurred then, the tremendous advantage that one man would have working vast acreage, maybe a man and a few extra helping hands could do the work of what was hundreds, if not thousands, before, and they could do it much more rapidly. Anyway, continuing. Most mining was still done with wood as fuel, and many thousands of acres of woodland were being denuded to supply fuel for steam boilers. All right? And that's a fact, Jack. Lots of trees were cut down. Trees are replantable, however. It's renewable. But the foundations for power equipment had been laid. Everywhere wood was becoming scarce and expensive, and coal and oil were becoming plentiful and cheap. With every new technology, man closes the door on what he was using in the past, and you just forget that it even existed, you know? How many of you have a manual rotary egg beater in the drawer in your kitchen? And how many of you have a food processor? How many of you have a waffle iron? And how many of you just go and get waffle loaves or whatever they got out of that offalo counter? All right? How many people have, you know, the old boiler type coffee maker that I use, old stainless steel coffee boiler on your stove this morning? And how many of you use these espresso kind of things that you get at the upper end? I guess you can buy them real cheap, too, at Walmart. Anyway, continuing. The small high-pressure steam engine was in production and the steam turbine was just around the corner. Men had made workable mobile vehicles. Talk about turbines. That's part of Tesla's technology, too, by the way. Turbines. Very interesting work he did on that, the hydraulic turbines. Generation of electric power had been developed and various forms of electric lighting had been demonstrated. All right. Very important here. The telegraph was in operation and the telephone was about to come. The Western Union Telegraph Company mistakenly thought we were ending a period of telegraphic communications and turned down Bell's offer to sell them the rights to the telephone for $100,000. Wireless communications and the motion picture were in embryo. The stage was all set for the rapid industrial development that has taken place within the last 50 years. So these men meeting and convening in this symposium, looking back, remember their roots. They remember outhouses. They remember whale oil lamps. They remember this stuff. You got somebody like Stephen Chu here, is 82 years old. Here writing in 1950, these men were looking back, maybe some of them as much as 70, 80 years. And it just all came on in a rush from 1900 to 1950 as we went through World War I and World War II in Korea. So now we move into the 20th century in this age of fossil fuels. We're starting to come into the moderns now. Things that each and every one of you will probably remember as we go through it. All industrial operations require power and fuel, but the two outstanding circumstances that have skyrocketed fuel demand during the last 50 years have been electric power and the internal combustion engine. Each one has advanced more rapidly than had been thought possible. The drain on the world's finite supply of fossil fuels is becoming fantastic and shows every sign of continuing acceleration. Apparently, this author believes that it's a finite supply yet, or he's being paid to say so. Today, day in and day out, we are consuming in the United States over 250,000 barrels of petroleum, nearly 45,000 tons of coal, and 1 billion cubic feet of natural gas every hour. No wonder we think of this as the fossil fuel age. Again, 1950s. But these overwhelming rates of depletion of finite resources have come only recently. Finite resources. But as you can see, and that's why I read that line first, they may be finite resources, but at this time, they thought that the finite would be out into the thousands of years ahead. In 1900, the petroleum production of the world was about 400,000 barrels a day. 400,000 barrels a day. Factor that into the equation we gave earlier. And more than half of this was in Russia. Bolsheviks, Mensheviks, energy cartels, Gazprom. Why did Wall Street finance the Bolshevik Revolution? More than half of this production of oil was in Russia. Thus, our daily production in 1900 was much less than our hourly consumption is now. The rest of the world is moving forward nearly four times as rapidly as the United States. The reasons for more rapid increase in consumption abroad are, one, that we already have our tens of millions of motor cars, while automotive development in many other nations is just beginning, and two, that the rest of the world has about 10 times as much potential oil land as we have. We have developed our oil productive energetically and effectively, while other nations have not. Most of the oil production outside of the United States is being accomplished with American technology and American money. Think Halliburton and others. We've drilled about 150,000 wells in this country, and our current rate of drilling is about 10,000 wells every year. We're spending several billion dollars a year for exploration and drilling. Other countries have not been able to afford such rapid dissipation of fossil fuel resources, so the petroleum future naturally belongs not to the United States, but to the rest of the world. Now, this symposium was laying down some fundamental basic principles. Principles that may or may not always be true, but they were writing as well as they could at the time, given the things that they knew. And it's a very good snapshot of what was known then as opposed to what is known today. And yet, at the same time, many of the projections, many of the forecasts made in these thousand plus pages are right on. They're spot on. But again, this author, at this time in this article, is still using the idea of finite fossil fuels. What can be said about the petroleum future? Smart prophets have been consistently wrong in the past. Smart prophets have been consistently wrong in the past. But also in this little bit here, because we're about to run out of time, notice as well that they're talking about most of the oil production outside of the United States has been accomplished with American technology and American money. And at the same time, they were already saying, hey, we've pumped our oil. But now, just 60 years later, they're going back and they're seeing that many of the places that they thought were depleted have refilled. Those aren't empty barrels. Now they're potentially filled once again. The idea of abiotic oil. Does the planet actually, did our Creator design this planet actually to use oil or petroleum as some kind of a natural lubrication between, let's say, the core and the plates? Was our Creator thinking of a planetary home for us, a long-term stay, thousands and thousands and thousands of years? Or did He create something that was broken in the beginning? Putting people on a planet, a death planet. I don't think so. What do you think? Well, have a wonderful weekend. I hope this was stimulating, challenging, and certainly fun for me. Thanks for listening. Until the next time, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month.
Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Does ordinary talk radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.